We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, brilliant viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basetcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Estonia builds playgrounds and sports fields for internally displaced youth of Georgia. In medical news, a United Kingdom man has his sight restored after a decade. In animal welfare news, the first rehabilitation center for gorilla orphans opens in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 25th, renowned Brazilian songwriter and composer Antônio Carlos Jobim was born in Rio de Janeiro in 1927. Also known as Tom Jobim, he transformed the Brazilian samba music into bossa nova, which became popular around the world in the 1960s. Mr. Jobim's wonderful lyrics especially express the beauty of our avian friends and the exquisiteness of the natural surroundings of Brazil. The Girl from Ipanema, which he co-wrote with esteemed Brazilian lyricist Vinicius de Moraes, won the 1964 Grammy as Record of the Year. Mr. Jobim was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1991. May outstanding musicians such as Antônio Carlos Jobim be long remembered for the joy they bring to so many global citizens.
Fly News. Storm pummels New Zealand's North Island. On Sunday, January 23rd, a storm packed with gale-force winds and rains brought flooding to parts of North Island for the second time in 24 hours, with Taupo, Bay of Plenty and the Coromandel being among the worst-hit areas. Rescuers began a search for a woman who had disappeared along the Firth of Thames coastline in the Coromandel, as they also worked to help another who had been stranded on the banks of the Whanganui River.
Swelling rivers meanwhile prompted the evacuation of hundreds of people, including 300 holidaymakers in the low-lying Spa Park ground in Taupo and 30 households on Herald Island. Downed trees and power lines also caused loss of electricity to thousands of residents, and up to 1,000 homes on Waiheke Island remained without power as of Monday morning. Several roads were closed due to surface flooding, while high winds caused damage to several structures.
Upon hearing of the intense weather conditions, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her loving prayers as she asked that our association members please check with local officials to see if any help is required. Noting that emergency funds would be available as necessary, she also requested that they go, if possible, to bring comfort to those most in need.
Our gratefulness for the initiatives of the rescuers and officials, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's sincere concern for the vulnerable. May heaven watch over the affected New Zealanders as we pray that such dangerous weather extremes are soon to be a thing of the past through humanity's more considerate and eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Indonesia, US, Chile, Japan and Pacific Ocean rattled by earthquakes. On Friday, January 21st, a tremor measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale struck off eastern Indonesia, its epicenter located 103 kilometers north of Ternate. The next day, central Alaska, USA, was shaken by a magnitude 5.4 quake situated in Denali National Park, which could be felt 209 kilometers away in Fairbanks. In South America on Sunday, Chile was rocked by yet another aftershock of the devastating February 2010 quake, this time measuring 5.4 in magnitude and centered offshore in the Mahule region, 40 kilometers from the city of Constitución. Also on Sunday, a 5.2 magnitude quake occurred off Japan's Bonin Islands, some 155 kilometers west of Chichishima Island. In the Pacific Ocean, residents on Monday morning felt a 5.8 magnitude earthquake centered 138 kilometers northwest of Nuku'alofa, Tonga. Fortunately, no casualties or significant damage were reported for any of these events. We are relieved to know of the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. May such distressing instabilities soon cease through our gentler regard of one another and the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Spain assists cholera-affected Haitians. in addition to a 107 million euro amount donated as part of an original commitment to the quake-stricken country. The Spanish government has approved additional emergency aid of 1 million euros to help in alleviating the recent cholera epidemic. The funds will be dispersed in 4 installments to acquire medicine, rehydration supplements, and materials for administering medical treatment. Despite Spain's exemplary fulfillment of her assistance pledges following the devastating January 2010 quake, Spanish Deputy Prime Minister Alfredo Pérez Rubalcaba indicated that further efforts would be made because of the recognition that there is still much left to do. Heaven's blessings, Your Excellency, and Spain, for your caring spirit of generosity towards the Haitian people. Wishing them Godspeed in recovering daily lives of health, prosperity, and fulfillment.
Hospital chefs say they've made the best veggie curry in all of England as part of a Food for All hospital catering project. Catering staff at the University Hospital Aintree in Liverpool, England, sought the help of the Vegetarian Society and its Cordon Vert cookery school training courses to develop a new vegetarian curry. The chefs are now confident that the new dish, which contains baby corn, snap peas, mushrooms, and red peppers, is the best in the country. In fact, its popularity has become so widespread that it has been added to the menus of patients and visitors alike. Hospital catering manager Sandra Higgins remarked, "It's a very healthy dish, packed full of vitamins, and we are really grateful to the Vegetarian Society for helping us to develop such a great meal. This helps ensure that patients get tasty, nourishing food to keep their strength up and aid in their recovery from treatment." Bravo, chefs and staff of University Hospital Aintree, and our appreciation, Vegetarian Society, for what sounds like an incredible veg dish. May many other facilities be similarly inspired to create such sumptuous plant-based fare for its delicious and health-restoring benefits to all.
Factory farm pollution causes deadly sicknesses. As reports of swine flu infections are in the thousands in certain countries, fatalities continue to mount globally. Shocking cases of the losses of healthy young fathers, mothers, a 3-year-old British girl who died within several hours of falling ill, and even the death of a man who had been vaccinated show that many people are still extremely vulnerable to the virus.
The concern rises again about the role of intensive pig farming, which has been identified by scientists as the environment where the H1N1 swine flu virus originated. Such filthy and crowded conditions, which are found in all large concentrated animal farms, create automatic breeding grounds for even more deadly virus and bacteria-related diseases. U.S. epidemiologist Dr. Steve Wing of the University of North Carolina, who has studied pollutants from pig and poultry farms and their effects on human health, emphasizes that the wide range of contaminating substances, which are largely unregulated, are being produced in unlimited quantities with no regard for human safety.
The animal confinements release a very large number of chemicals and types of particulate matter from the confinement buildings and from the fecal waste pits, and from the spray fields, where because the pits fill up in the spray, they spray it on the land. The pollutants come from the animals, the dander, and the decaying matter, the fecal matter, the bacteria, insects, dried feed, all these things. What we're finding is that there are changes in people's symptoms and in their quality of life that correspond to levels of these pollutants that are below the levels that are set by regulatory agencies when there are regulatory levels in the first place. For some things, there are no limits.
One type of unregulated chemical found in the waste materials of factory farms in many countries is antibiotics. In a recent report from Eastern Michigan University Center for Aquatic Microbial Ecology in the USA, researchers found that waterways near concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, had levels of multiple medication-resistant bacteria that were 3 times that of areas away from these factory farms. According to newly released data from the US Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 80% or 13.1 million kilograms of all antibiotics sold in the USA are routinely fed to livestock to promote abnormally rapid growth.
This practice undermines the medicine's effectiveness in treating disease, with bacteria instead being able to mutate and become resistant. These superbugs, such as the potentially deadly E. coli bacteria, affect humans who consume infected meat or drink from contaminated waterways. The FDA identified the need to stop the rise of antibiotic-resistant pathogens such as E. coli bacteria, which can produce potentially fatal Shiga toxin, as well as multi-drug-resistant Salmonella bacteria in the beef and poultry industries.
Our appreciation, Dr. Wing, and all scientists involved in bringing attention to the lethally dangerous side effects of animal farming to human health, with sympathies to the families who have lost loved ones to the swine flu and other factory farm-related illnesses. We pray that all will choose plant-based fare that safeguards our health on many levels.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org. U.S. company voluntarily discontinues manufacture of lethal injection drug. Hospira, the only U.S. company to make the substance that is often used for capital punishment in the United States, has announced that it is halting production. Officials from Hospira said the drug, sodium thiopental, was originally intended to be used as an anesthetic in hospitals. However, the company is not able to control who buys the product. Although Hospira had planned to move its production to a facility in Italy, the Italian government expressed concerns over being unable to ensure that the substance would not be used for lethal injections of inmates. A Hospira spokesperson said, "We cannot take the risk that we will be held liable by the Italian authorities if the product is diverted for use in capital punishment." Many thanks, Hospira, for this life-saving decision, as we also salute the Italian government for your caring stance of concern. May steps such as these hasten our heralding of a global society where mercy and respect are shown for all life.
Save our planet. Fishing threatens coral ecosystems. an 18-year study of coral reefs off the coast of Kenya, conducted jointly by scientists from the Wildlife Conservation Society and University of California in the USA, found a significant connection between fishing and declining health of coral reefs. In particular, the researchers found that the removal of especially certain species of fish upset the balance of the reef ecosystems and resulted in an overgrowth of sea urchins. The urchins then were found to consume a type of algae that normally assists in rebuilding the coral reef systems. In the study, regions where fishing was banned were noted to have fewer sea urchins and correspondingly more healthy reefs.
Besides their remarkable beauty, coral reefs are vital to ocean ecosystems, providing homes to over a million fish species and 25% of all marine life, while also offering natural protection from the damaging effect of storms. Lead researcher Dr. Tim McClanahan of the University of California at Santa Cruz stated, "This study illustrates the cascading effects of fish loss on a reef system and the importance of maintaining fish populations for coral health."
Many thanks, Dr. McClanahan and associates at both the University of California and Wildlife Conservation Society, for your insightful research on coral reef ecosystems. Let us swiftly step to ensure the protection of all life for the survival of marine and other natural habitats that are so vital to our planetary balance.
During an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke, as on many previous occasions, of the problems caused by killing practices such as fishing, as she urged the foregoing of all animal products to save the environment and ultimately ourselves.
In your country, Indonesia, where overfishing is common in the precious coral reef areas, one report has put it this way. I quote exactly from that report. Overfishing is causing more damage to the coral reefs than earthquakes or tsunamis. Overfishing has caused the remaining fish to be smaller, so the mesh size of the nets has been decreased to capture smaller fish, resulting in other fish being caught as well. The other fish that the fisher don't need also being caught there, so it destroy even more marine ecosystem and destroy more fish life. The Indonesian government also acknowledged the devastated oceans due to fishing and also said that 94% of Indonesia coral reefs are dying just in your country alone. So you can see the animal diet. The animals industry is killing marine lives, killing our sea, killing coral reefs, killing all that is important and protective to us. Just for the sake of immediate profit, we're killing our world and we're killing ourselves. If we truly wish to see real harmony, we must be the harmony, which includes the act of eating harmoniously each time we come to the table. Peace, compassion, mercy begin on our plate.
Save our planet. In Louisiana, USA, local officials call for more investigation into the effects of the Gulf of Mexico spill from the April 2010 oil leak, as coastal marsh regions are discovered to be covered in oil, as well as birds such as penguins found perished due to oiling.
Save our planet. Legislators in the UK's House of Commons urged the government to join France, Germany and Italy in banning pesticides known as neonicotinoids, which are now known to cause bees to become more vulnerable to disease and have been linked to collapses in populations.
Save our planet. India's Ministry of the Environment finds that quantities of soot or black carbon, a major climate change factor caused by burning of diesel and biomass such as forested lands, is very high in Indian cities and poses serious health challenges.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. and we're following the vegan diet of kindness. Today, we have a tip about a fun way you and your child can organize her or his birthday party. Have you thought about an animal-themed celebration? This could include the invitations, decorations, costumes, music, and games. Sounds great, Chuchu. Sure, Mimi. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Estonia builds playgrounds and sports fields for internally displaced youth of Georgia. The Estonian Foreign Ministry has allocated more than 65,000 euros for the project. It will benefit more than 800 youngsters in the areas of Shida-Kartli and Imskete Mnieti. The Estonian Embassy in Georgia will be responsible for actualizing the endeavor. Our many thanks, Estonia, for your loving care of vibrant children of Georgia. May exuberant laughter soon ring forth in playgrounds filled with jubilant youngsters, with all heaven's blessings.
In medical news, a United Kingdom man sees again after 10 years. Mr. Norman Simpson had damaged the cornea of his only seeing eye in an accident, leaving him blind for a decade. Corneal transplant and other methods were not successful in treating him. However, thanks to a clear acrylic keratoprosthesis, an artificial cornea, Mr. Simpson's sight in that eye has been restored. Surgeons are hopeful that the procedure will become more widely used. What fantastic news, Mr. Norman Simpson. Our congratulations. May many more individuals be helped by this life-enhancing medical innovation. Up next on Noteworthy News, gorilla children in the Democratic Republic of the Congo now have 350 acres on which to roam. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. More high-thinking news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, balanced news for a stable world. In animal welfare news, a rehabilitation center for gorillas opens in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund has inaugurated the Gorilla Rehabilitation and Conservation Education, or GRACE, the first of its kind for orphaned Grauer's gorillas. On the 350 acres of the sanctuary, intelligent youngsters between the ages of 1 and 5 are free to roam. It also gives individuals living nearby an opportunity to get to know gorillas better. Miss Debbie Cox of the Pan-African Sanctuary Alliance, who helped in the creation of GRACE, said, "When the local people see gorillas as so much like us, they live in families, the infants need their mothers, they hug each other, you immediately get an empathy coming. Bravo Gorilla Rehabilitation and Conservation Education for your love and care of these sweet children of God. May all gorillas thrive in safety and happiness on our shared lands."
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, What Are You?
Teacher asks a student, What are you? Animal, vegetable, or mineral? Little boy say, Vegetable. I am a human being.
And now for a heartline from Mr. David Wittenbach, a member of a rescue unit featured on The Scent of Life, the Virginia Search and Rescue Dog Association, on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. To help protect the courageous canine's delicate paws, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $1,000 to purchase shoes for them.
I just wanted to let you know that the Animal World show that you did on our team has been very well received. I am getting back lots of compliments on it. It was very well done. Thank you again, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for taking your time and interest in our organization, as well as the generous donation. We will be linking the video to our websites for even more to see. David from Virginia's Search and Rescue Dog Association, United States.
Hi, David. Your note is much appreciated. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Caring David, you are so welcome. Many hugs and kisses to all your noble, dedicated team members and to the beautiful canine friends who are helping so much with the life-saving work. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your being be blessed with compassion for all of God's creation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Kyrgyzstan's Prime Minister Almazbek Atambayev and U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Susan Elliott meet to resume bilateral relations as they also agree to work together in several areas as well as plan for regular future meetings.
The Palestinian Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities hails the efforts of Swiss architect Peter Zumthor to restore a remarkable mosaic from the culturally rich archaeological site of the 8th century Hisham's Palace near the ancient West Bank town of Jericho.
After falling and suffering a cardiac arrest, Mr. Aaron Bussin of the UK undergoes treatment with a pioneering device called the AutoPulse, which performs almost 20,000 chest compressions over a 3.5-hour period to save his life.
In Japan, fans of the classic comic character Tiger Mask offer gifts in his name to children's orphanages across the nation as they donate school bags, satchels, fruit, vegetables, and bags of rice to benefit youths in need.
Medical researchers and psychologists in Indonesia recommend adopting a companion animal for enhancing personal happiness, saying that the feelings of care that are developed support a lasting sense of well-being.
Philippine President Benigno Aquino III meets with United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister His Highness Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan to further cooperation in areas such as trade between their two countries.
A study from Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia shows that participants who increase their daily exercise level to 10,000 steps over a 5-year period greatly improve their insulin sensitivity, thus helping to reduce the risk of diabetes.
Award-winning Canadian pop singer Justin Bieber contributes his second public service announcement for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, to call for the adoption of animals from local shelters.
Senior officials from the UN African Union Mission in Darfur, or UNAMID, assist in the coordination and witness the signing of a peace agreement between representatives of the Sudan Liberation Army and Sudan's government.
In an effort to reduce child obesity and promote healthier diets, UN World Health Organization officials speak out against junk foods, saying that more wholesome snacks should be offered on school grounds, playgrounds, nurseries, and family and child clinics.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.